Hello, I'm Veronica Skiersbrick. Time to join Carmelite Reginald Foster, better known as our popular Latin lover, for our weekly rendezvous. But do watch the change of pace and tone. Father, it's Christmas time. We call it Christmas. The Italians call it Natale.
Well, Natale, of course, in Latin, Natalis is the birthday. So Natalis is the birthday of Christ. Natus est.
Yeah.
Okay, he was born. Just for your listeners, and this is Leo the Great, 440 to 461. And he was elected in September. His first Christmas homily, the greatest Latin in the world. I'd just like your people to hear two lines. Salvator noster delectissimi hodie natus est, gaudiamus. Neque enim locum fas est esse tristitiae, ubi natalis est vitae. Quae consumto mortalitatis timore ingerit nobis de promissa eternitate laetitiam.
So this in English?
Today, our Savior has been born. Let us rejoice. For there is no reason that there be a place for sadness where there is the birthday of life. Which life? The fear of mortality having been done away with gives to us joy about eternity having been promised. This is Leo the Great. That's his first line, the first homily that he had about Christmas in the year 440. If you know Latin, you can understand this. 1600 and so many years ago. And he says down below, exultet sanctus, quia propinquat ad palmam, gaudiat peccator, quia invitator ad veniam, animator in gentilis, quia vocator ad vitam. He said, this holy person should exult because this person approaches to the palm of victory. The sinner should be happy because the sinner is invited to forgiveness. And the pagan should be encouraged because the pagan is called to life.
Life, vita.
Vita. Mm. And I say, friends, I tell the students so often in class, if you have nothing to say, just translate this for your faithful and sit down and shut up because this is so glorious.
Leo, that's your Christmas message to our listeners, right?
Yes, yes. Yes.
If you had to pick some music to go with it, what would it be?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the music here. The music is hard to, because we didn't know Roman music. Of course, you know, the old Adeste Fideles. Century. The organist of a cathedral there in England, and he put the music to this, the famous song of Adeste Fideles from the 1600s, 1700s, where Adeste Fideles, Laeti Triumphantes, you know, Venite, Venite in Bethlehem. Present, O faithful, happy and triumphant. Come, come to Bethlehem. Natum videte regem angelorum.
Natum videte.
look at the King of the Angels having been born. Hey, we can sing the thing together. Natum videte regem angelorum. Venite, venite. Videte ad Domino. Everyone knows the music.
The Romans have greeted each other on Christmas Day?
Well, of course, they didn't have Christmas Day. And the only reason a lot of people don't realize is that Christmas ended up more or less on the 25th of December, because the Romans at that time were celebrating the Sol Invictus, unconquerable sun, because they realized that the sun turned around, no, on the 21st of December and started becoming bigger until you get to summer, June 21st. So the Romans had the invincible sun on the 22nd or 21st of December. And so the Christians said, why don't we put, instead of the pagan thing, why don't we put the birth of Jesus? Because Jesus maybe was born in August. You know, we don't know this. Or in July or June or May. We don't know this. Got it? This is all... has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus at all. It was to counterbalance the pagan thing.
A big thank you there once again to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.